I'm brewing a red ale, and not just any red ale. I mean, this is a really deep, dark, it's a gangster red ale. When you see it, you really stop and you look at it. You're like, holy cow, this is unlike most beers I've ever seen, you know? And so when you actually pour something like this into a glass and you look at it, it just stops you in your tracks, and I love that. It's one of those really sexy beers. When you look at it, you just have to taste it.
My name is Brandon Miller. I am part of Blackshirt Brewing Company.
My name's Chad Miller. The beer started out first and foremost as more non-formal. As I started enjoying it more and more, it became, you know, just this intrigue and something that I knew in my heart that someday I was going to try and produce.
I don't think starting a business is for everyone, but for us, it has been the best opportunity.
You know, I love my fiance and my brother more than anything in the world, and that's how this works out so well, is the true love of the people you're working with and the respect that you're not always right. As brothers, we just butt heads, and that's where the balance with Carissa came in, is kind of the voice of reason.
This is Carissa Holstead. So for me, there's so many levels in beer, and getting out there and trying it, tasting it, appreciating it, and realizing where it came from and what made this product. There's a lot of fun to be had with it.
So when I actually drain this off, I'll end up with 10 gallons of beer, which is my result. That's my goal. So you can see where it's, I mean, it's only had 2 minutes maybe of contact time with this hot water and the grain, and already you can see the wort color changing to the color that the final beer will be. It happens quick. Water's all in. Give it a good stir. Make sure that we can rock and roll.
If for some reason we're a company that doesn't survive after year 5 or year 10, will I look back and just be bummed out? No, this has been not only a learning experience, but a growing experience for me and my life, for all of us. And the times that we've had already have just been crazy, stressful, then just totally elevated into true happiness and really enjoying the moment, and that I can never regret.
It smells really good. It smells rich. You're getting like, I mean, it definitely brings to mind like a creme brulee or something with some caramelized sugar. God, all kinds of fun stuff. It's definitely dark and smells sweet. And if it wasn't 170 degrees, I'd say we'd drink some. All right. Turn the pump off. And we never set out to open a brewery so that we as people would be our brewers. It's just come out of necessity for us. We're so small scale, we're so limited budget, that we really have to do everything right now. But we did it because we saw an opening in the industry for what we plan to bring to the table, which is a brewing company with an attitude and an absolute swagger. We wanted to be really genuine, authentic, and have some attitude. So that's kind of what our brewing company stands for.
It's all just coming together for some reason. And I'm a true believer that this is coming together, because this is going to be something really great.
It's tough. We're struggling. We're trying to make it happen. But at the end of the day, when we look back at the company, at Blackshirt Brewing Company, I don't think we could be more proud of what we've done in the last year. I mean, we are constantly burning it. We're burning the midnight oil. We are putting so much elbow grease into this sucker that it should never squeak. We are killing it. And so I'm really proud of the members, proud of ourselves.